A warm welcome to you all to the Doctor Day special episode of Know It to Beat It by HCG, the specialist in cancer care. This is Ajit. With me, Dr. Shyam Srivastav, director, radiation oncologist, with me. So, doctor, firstly, happy Doctor's Day to you.
Thank you, Ajit.
Sir, doctor job is not easy. Tight schedule, stress burden from the pandemic. You have had a lot on your plate this year. So, we thought why not to celebrate this Doctor Day by lightening up things a little bit. We have planned a not so serious conversation for today, unlike our regular episode. We will be asking you few light-hearted questions to you, including from your pre-oncologist days, and you would like to answer for them. Sir, if not the radiation oncologist, what do you want to become apart from radiation oncologist?
I wanted to become an engineer because I had two brothers, elder brothers, and both have been engineers. Both have been doing the government job. And I was fascinated that I should be engineer. But my eldest brother, who is like my father, he just once told me that my mother wanted me to be a doctor. Because two engineers and at least one son should be a doctor. In those days, it was, we were not knowing whether I will be a doctor or not. You know, my mother and father both died in very early age. I was 5-6 years old, and my eldest brother is like my father. So when he told me, then I went to the school and I changed that from mathematics to the biology. And somehow with all the Ashirvad from the eldest and from the brother, my parents, God, everything, somehow I became a doctor. So this is how sometime you know the destiny is there. So I became a doctor here.
So sir, in doctor also you have given many lot of years, around 40 years of experience.
Yeah, right. Actually, when we were doing MBBS, after that, it was not like a NEET and other exam earlier. It was on the merit of the MBBS. So in those days, something like we were the batch of 150 students. In those days, first 20 used to get the post-graduation, and somehow I was lucky in that. And I got radiology. In those days, I think 40 years back, radiation oncology and radio diagnosis were not so different, not so divided. But somehow my professor, Professor Dwivedi, at that period of time, thought that I am much more suitable for a clinical side. He asked me to be a radiation oncologist, and I became a radiation oncologist, and I enjoyed, and I feel that God has been really very kind that I am able to serve some of the patients who need the treatment. So this is how, as I told you, the destiny is there. So it's all destiny, which I feel.
In college days, what were your character like? Studious student, sports personality, or anything other?
No, I was an absolutely mediocre student, not very studious. I had very good friends who were the top ranking students, but I was somewhere in the middle. So, you know, in those days, our batch was 150 students, and the first 20 used to get the post graduation. I was lucky in that. I got the post-graduation at that period of time in radiology, and somehow I became the radiation oncologist, and I really thank God and Almighty that I have got the radiation oncology where I could serve the people. So, yani kahunga ki I was something like a very studious student, but certainly one thing which I always feel that hard work always pays. I mean, you may not be really on the top, but if you do a hard work over the period of time, it really pays. And so I really feel somehow the Almighty has given me the strength where I can really do the hard work and get the people know that. So that's a good thing.
Okay. So doctor, nahi sir. Doctor, so like during free time, which all music do you like, and what are all your hobbies?
No, I generally like the old movies, and I'm an old man, so obviously old movies were liking at that period of time. or like Do Biga Jameen, Mother India, those were the movie which I used to like. And also the music, the soothing music, old soothing music that I always used to really enjoy. And especially the ghazals, somewhere in my period of time, I have done from Indore. And many of my friends were really very good musicians, some were really good singers. And so therefore, the old music is something like which I always enjoy. Whenever I am alone, whenever I want to really relax, I look at the old music, not the current one, but obviously those are very soothing music, like Kahin Dur Din Dil Jaye. Some of the movies which were there were with very nice song, and especially the Jagjit Singh Ghazal, and those things are really very soothing as such. I mean, soothing to the soul.
Sir, on this occasion of Doctor's Day, any message to the student who want to become radiation oncology or want to be a part of oncology team? Any message you want to give?
I have been a teacher for a fairly long period of time, almost 30 years, from Tata Memorial Hospital. And I always used to say to the student that hard work is always which pays lot. So wherever you are there, because many people used to say, I remember in my period of time, not many people used to do the oncology as such, because there was not too much, not in the surgery, not in medical oncology, there were hardly 3-4 drugs. Radiation oncology, there were deep X-ray and the cobalt was coming. So people were not really taking, but over the period of time, we see it is one of the exciting field. A lot of research can be done. So I always used to say the hard work is one which will take you to the zenith. Another thing which I will always say that you should be true to your patients. You should be true to your subject, true to the way you are working in that. And if you are really putting all your heart into the working, then you will definitely succeed. And for my students as well as my children, I always to say, wherever you are there, whatever you are, if you really do a hard work, you will reach to the top. And the main aim is that you should reach to the top. And today I am very happy in saying that there were hardly any people who were knowing me in the very beginning. But somehow when I came to Tata Hospital, my teachers were so good. Those who have molded me from my graduation to post-graduation and again in the job, that today people do recognize all over the world. You know? So that in the field of radiation oncology, something I am really thankful to the Almighty that they have given me courage to really to meet all the people, learn from everybody. Learning never stops, whether it is from your seniors or maybe from your junior. Today itself, the postgraduate student can teach me. So I think we should be open to that and do a hard work.
Doctor, it was fun learning a little more about you, and I'm sure our listeners enjoy this session too. Thank you so much, Doctor, and once again, happy Doctor's Day.
Thank you, Ajit. Thank you.
So that's a wrap for this episode, people, and we will be soon be back with another interesting episode. Till then, take good care of yourself and keep listening to No Incubated.
Adding life to years.